my heart this morning. Luke's Gospel, chapter number 10, we'll begin reading in verse number 30. I shared with you last week that Satan has a plan. Satan has a plan for every one of your lives, and he has a plan for my life. You say, yeah, but the Lord, but listen to me, Satan has a plan for your life. Well, I don't believe in Satan. I don't believe in hell. Well, you don't believe there's a heaven. You see what I'm saying? If there's a heaven, there's a hell. If there's a Lord Jesus Christ, there is a Satan. I have to believe the whole counsel of the Word of God. And this morning, as I try my best to just explain to you what God's explained to me, Satan has a plan, but you've got a chance. Woo, glory. But James, you ain't had that baby yet. But that baby's coming. That baby's going to be birthed into this world. Thank God for that. That baby's going to have a chance. If you have a copy of God's Word, I ask you to stand. Luke chapter number 10, verse number 30. You got a chance. This morning, if you walked in, you said, preacher, you don't know where I'm at. I care not to know where you are. I want you to know where Christ is. I care not to know what's going on in your life. All that would do is burden me and break me and put a yoke around me. But let me tell you about Jesus this morning. Let me tell you about Jesus Christ, who's came to set the captive free this morning. The Bible says in Luke chapter number 10 and verse number 30, the Bible says, and Jesus answering said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which were stripped him of his raiment, and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance, there it is, and by chance there came down a certain priest that way. When he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan. I understand that commentaries will tell you that this Samaritan is not Jesus. But you listen to me, I'm not worried about a commentary. He's a man. I'm worried about thus saith the Word of God. But a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, went to him, bound up his wounds, pouring oil in and wine, and set on him his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to the host, and said unto him, take care of him. And whatsoever thou spendest more when I come again, I will repay thee. Our Father and our God, as we bow in your presence this morning, I thank you for the sweet Holy Ghost that is in this place. I thank you that the Holy Ghost lives inside of me this morning, not because of my righteousness, but because of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. Because I put my faith in the blood of Jesus Christ this morning, He lives inside of me. Father, I pray this morning for whoever wandered into this place this morning for whatever reason that think that they're about done, they're about over with, I pray you show them this morning in the text that they have another chance. A lot may be going on in their life, and though Satan may have done sifted them and may have done stripped them, but this morning, Father, you got a plan for them, and there's another chance in their life. Lord, I pray that you'd move in. Lord, I pray that you let the Holy Ghost search the heart of every man, woman, boy, or girl that's in this place. If there's one lost, save them. If there's a Christian that's backslidden, bring them back. Lord God, if there's a church member on fire, keep them on fire. Lord God, if this whatever you want to do, we'll be pleased with it. Lord God, ever how you want to rock this place, you do it and we'll be pleased with it. Lord God, we don't have an order in this place. Our order is Jesus Christ. Where you are, there is no confusion. Where you are, there is no complaints. Where you are, there is no chaos. Lord God, when Jesus shows up, all that has to flee because there's another chance in Jesus' name. Father, I love you. I thank you. I glorify your name. Guard my throat. Guard my thoughts. I'm in over my head. Lord God, this morning I pray you do the preaching. I pray when it comes to the time to come to the altar, I pray they come and do business with you. Lord, I pray they get right where you are this morning. Lord God, I pray this morning for the mama that is struggling this morning. I pray this morning for the daddy that is struggling this morning. I pray this morning for the church member. I pray this morning, Father God, for the kid that's struggling And the world's telling them they need to go that way. Hey, but the Word of God, Father, you're telling them that they need to turn around before they drown. Hey, don't need to keep going the same way. Hey, they need to get on the right path. Hey, they need to get on the path where you're at. Lord God, whoever I'm talking to this morning, I pray you'd reach down from heaven. I pray you'd do the work that's in this place. And we'll be careful to give you all the honor, all the praise, and all the glory. And we ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people say it. Amen. You may be deceived this morning. I want to tell you this morning, I got good news to report. Oh, Satan may have a plan. Hey, but you got a chance. Amen. Hey, as we come this morning, the Word of God says that a man went down. Hey, this certain man that he went down and he found himself in a mess. I don't know about you, but it don't take long for me to get in a mess. Hey, I don't have to be looking for a mess to come my way. Hey, I don't have to go out looking for it. Hey, I was born a mess. Can I get an amen? Hey, from the time I was born, I was born a mess. Hey, you say you're nothing but a mess up. I thank you for that because that's what I am. But I want you to know, hey, I got something greater than me and His name is Jesus this morning. As this man went down, he found himself in a mess. He found himself needing something else. And as he got down there, I want you to know, you say, preacher, he'd already got down too low. I got good news this morning. Hey, you can't get too low. Hey, you can't get to a place where the hand of God can't reach. Hey, you can't do enough sin. Hey, you can't do enough bad. Hey, you can't go wrong too long where He can't reach you. I thank God this morning that we got a Savior in heaven, hey, that went to Calvary for you and I this morning. And you say, preacher, how do you know that He hadn't went too far? How do you know that He ain't done went over the deadline? How do you know that He ain't done got to that place where God turned Him over to a reprobate mind? How do you know He ain't done got there? How do you know there's still life left in His body? How do you know this morning? Preacher, you don't know what I've been through. You don't know where I've been. You don't know how my spouse has treated me. You don't know how my kids has treated me. I don't know how they treated you, but I know this. Hey, Jesus will treat you right. Can I get an amen? He said this morning, I want you to get this. He said, preacher, how do you know that there was a chance left for this old boy? How do you know this morning that there's a chance left for me? Hey, I want to say, Brother Austin, there's a chance left. Can I get an amen? I don't see Brother Austin. He's done gone out the back door. But Sister Brittany, there's still a chance. Amen. Hey, Sister Briley, there's still a chance. At 13-year-old, there's still a chance. And I want you to know this morning, you say, preacher, how do you know that there's still a chance? Look with me in verse number 30. I see, number one, you got a chance because you're not dead. Can I get an amen? Hey, the Bible says, and look at this in verse 30. A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves. This morning, I want you to know, hey, you might be in this place and you say, preacher, you don't have a clue. I got good news this morning. Hey, Satan can do anything he wants to. Hey, but he can't take your life this morning. He left this man half dead. Hey, I don't know a lot, but I know this. If you're half dead, that means you're still half alive. Amen. Hey, you're not all the way dead. Hey, this morning the Bible says that he came down to Jerusalem and he fell among thieves. This morning you might be half dead, but you're not dead. Can I get an amen? Hey, this morning you might have failed and you might have failed and you may not be where you used to be. Hey, but you're not dead. Hey, daddy in the place. You may not have been the daddy you need to be. Hey, mama in the place. You may not have been the mama that you needed to be. Hey, kids in the place. You may not have been the kids that you need to be. I want you to know you may have failed all your life. Hey, but you're not dead. I don't know about you, but that's something to praise Him for. I'm not dead. Amen. He said you might be half dead, but you're not dead. You might have failed, but you're not dead. You might have been stripped naked. And look what he said here. He said he fell among the thieves, which stripped him of his raiment. Hey, everybody in the world may have known what you've done. Everybody may have known everything that's in your closet. Everybody, it may have been published on Facebook. It may have been published in a Lamar Leader. It may be on CNN. I want you to know this morning, it doesn't matter what people know about you. It doesn't matter if you're half naked this morning. I want you to know you're not dead. And he says in the Bible, he had been wounded. Hey, they got down there and they beat him and they struck him and they whooped him. I want you to know, hey, this world may have whooped you. It may have left you half dead. It may have stripped you. It may have been beating you. But I want you to know this morning, on the authority of God, God's word, you're not dead. Amen. Hey, you got another chance. You're not dead. But I want you to get this. The Bible also says in verse number 30, he wounded him and they departed, leaving him half dead. You know what? You may feel all alone this morning. You may feel like nobody knows you and nobody wants anything to do with you this morning. This man had got here. He had got to this place where they had beat him and they left him half dead. He was all alone. There was nobody there. And you know what? He could have gave up. But I want you to know he was not dead. Amen. There's somebody in this room this morning. You may be going through a lot, but you're not dead. Woo, glory. The Bible says in Psalm 118, verse 17, I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord. This morning, number one, you've got a chance because you're not dead. Number two, I want to show you this in the text in verse number 31. And this right here is what messes a lot of people up in the house of God. Number one, he was not dead, so he had a chance. But number two, he still had a chance because he wasn't completely deserted. Look what he said here. And by chance, there came down a certain priest that way. If there's anybody that should have been able to help this man, it would have been the priest. He had the answers. He had what he needed, but he didn't want to get involved. Look what he says in 31. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way. And when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. This morning I want you to know, the religious crowd might have deserted you. When this priest come, he was religious and he was righteous. And instead of getting in and helping the man, he looked on him on the other side. He wouldn't even get where he was. This morning I got good news. If you're in this place and you're wound up in sin and you're wound up to your neck in sin and you don't know what to do, I thank God this morning you don't have to have the priest. Can I get an amen? Hey, you don't have to have the religious and the Levite. Hey, I got good news this morning. Hey, Jesus can pass by this place this morning. He says you got a chance because you're not deserted. The religious crowd might desert you. The religious crowd might desert you now. You do something in the church that's wrong, the religious crowd may turn their back on you. You get beat down, stripped down, ain't even your fault, and the religious folk will turn their back on you. Huh? Let me tell you this, the religious come by and looked at him but wouldn't do nothing for him. Hey, look what he said in verse 31. And chance there came a priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. This morning, the religious crowd might desert you. Can I say to you, the righteous crowd might desert you. You start living for Jesus and it ain't always religious, amen? That's a relationship that you have with him. Not only a religious crowd might desert you, a righteous crowd might desert you. And I want to give you something else this morning. The respected, church-going, Bible-believing, calling fire from heaven may desert you. You can get on side with God and see what the world will do. But you get on side in God and see what the church will do. Some of the meanest folk I've ever met. Brother J.D., some of the meanest, sorriest, nastiest people I ever met in my life was church folk. Maybe you don't never have been around any church folk like that. Some of the most hateful, rudest, in your business, and ain't none of their business, but get all up in your business, people I've ever met is church folk. They want to come by. They want to look on your mess. They want to talk about your mess. They want to talk about you and then raise their hand. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Bless that brother and sister. Laugh at it, but you know I'm telling the truth. Some of the most sorriest people I've ever met in my life was people I sat with Sunday in and Sunday out. Instead of helping me, you know what they want to do, Brother Brayden? They come by and they look on me. They don't want to help me. They don't want to help me. You got yourself in it, get yourself out of it. They forget there's a day in their life they was in the same shape you was in. They forget one day in your life, you hadn't done nothing wrong. You're just living for God. You ain't done nothing wrong. You've not done one thing wrong to them. And here's what happened. They get going down through there and he gets wounded. He gets left half dead. He gets naked. Everything about him is laid out in front of everybody. This morning, if we could plaster your life on these billboards up here, how religious would you be? If we could take what you did last night and stick it on that board, how religious would you be? If we could take what you did last night and stick it on that board, how respected would you be this week? If you could take what I've done and stick it on that board, how religious would I be? If I could take what I do and stick it on that board, how respected would I be? This man, the priest come by, he had all the authority to help him. But he came by and did nothing. The Levite come by, Brother Austin. That's the guy. Hey, he knows it all. He knows it all. He's got it in his blood. He's got it inside of him. He's got everything he needs to help this man, but he will not help him. And it said he came. He did more than just look. He came to where he was and looked. You say, preacher, I don't understand. I don't understand. This morning, I want you to know you've got another chance. If you're in this place this morning, you're still alive. There's still blood pumping through you. There's air in your lungs. You're still alive. Amen? Even though some of us look dead, we're still alive. Can I get amen? Hey, I know what you mean right now. I know. I know what it is to have a long Saturday night and have to come in church on Sunday. Didn't want to go, but you drunk. Come to church. I done got cleaned up. And my wife, man, she's got a cosmetic kit. Some of y'all can use this right here. And I noticed something I said I wouldn't do, Brother Jake, when I got older. I wouldn't be like them old men, let that hair grow out your ears. Look at some of y'all feeling. But I noticed her. I noticed her in the bathroom sometimes. I got a buzzer. And I noticed she'll get in there and got like a little pencil with an edge on the end of it. And so she'll just get the... I mean, just cutting, you know. Getting everywhere. So this morning I walked in there and I said, hey, baby. And she said, yes. I said, you know that thing you got that's got a little sharp end on it that clears up hair and it don't get everywhere? Yes. I said, you think you can clean one of these hairs up? Maybe the other side too. You think you might can clean up a little, you know. I mean, I done shaved everywhere, cleaned up best I could, but this right here, boy, there's old black hairs hanging out. People let you walk around like that and then talk about you when you leave them. Nobody wants a friend to call you out, but nobody wants a friend that won't call you out. And she said, I've got my hands full. I said, well, give me the baby. I mean, I thought you could do it with a baby in your hands, clean me her up too, you know? She gave me that baby and she went to cutting that and cleaning it up, diddling around. And when she was doing that, cleaning that up, I got thinking about that Holy Spirit of God. You can clean up all you want to clean up, but you got to get around the edges. You got to get around. There's some of you in here this morning I'm talking to. You need to get around the edges. You need to get a little bit deeper than just on the outside here and there, but get down to the edges. He said that he left him half dead, wounded, not knowing where he was at. This man was desperate. This man was knocked out. He was unconscious. He didn't know what was going on. All he knew was he had fell in a mess, and he needed help, and he needed a way out, and he needed somebody to tell him that he wasn't alone, but there's somebody there that can help him. I'm here to tell you this morning that you got another chance, number one, because you're not dead. I'm here to tell you this morning, Brother Gary, you got another chance because you're not deserted. But I got here to tell you this morning, you got another chance because you're not done. Amen. You're not done. God's going to use you. God's going to help you. He's going to see you through it this morning because God's not dead. Let me show you this in the text this morning. And here's why I think Jesus, and I know the Bible teaches that Jesus is fixing to come through in this parable. Look at this today. Look in verse 33. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, you got a chance because you're not done. Get this, somebody came where he was. Somebody came where he was. Somebody came where he was. Ain't you glad somebody came where you was one day in your life? Man, deserted, half dead, beaten, naked, everybody knew all your business. But somebody came where you was. You know what in the world we live in? They don't want hardcore people in church. Give us somebody's already cleaned up and let them come. Can I say to you, give them, just let them come and maybe the Lord will clean them up. Amen? If he don't clean them up, cleaning up won't do a bit of good. Let me give you this. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. I see in the text somebody came where he was. But I also see in the text somebody came with compassion. If you're wounded, left half dead, beaten, unconscious, not knowing where you're at, you need somebody to help you. You don't need somebody to tell you your problems and what you got going on. You need somebody to reach down and lend you a hand where you're at. When this Samaritan come, he said, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him. You got a chance. You're not done, number one, because somebody came where you are. Somebody's right here with you this morning. His name's Jesus. He's right here amongst us this morning, right where we're at this morning. He said, "Preacher, I don't know if I got another chance. I don't know if I deserve another chance." Number one, you don't deserve another chance, and I don't neither. But he's not a fair God. He's a just God. Fair God, we all go to hell. That's fair. Everybody in this room burns in hell forever. But he's not fair. He's just. They will confess their sins. "I'm faithful and just to forgive them their sins and to cleanse them from all unrighteousness." You've got a chance because you're not done. Number one, somebody came where he was. Number two, somebody came with compassion. Look what he says. "And as he journeyed, he came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him and went to him and bound up his wounds." He got involved in what was going on. This morning, I wonder who needs Jesus to get involved in their life. Needs Jesus not as a co-pilot, but I'm talking about a pilot. I'm talking about right up in your life, leading your life, every area you need it. He said, number one, he came. Number two, he had compassion. But I love this in verse 34. "And when he took him, he bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine." Yes, Brother Les, that Holy Spirit of God. He poured in that oil and that wine to take care of them wounds, to take care of how he had been beaten, how he had been mistreated, how he had been hurt, how he had been... When I go out and visit, knock on doors, ask somebody, "Do you know Jesus?" They say, "Yeah." "Where do you attend church?" "I don't attend no more, but I used to." "Why don't you attend no more?" "I got church hurt." Listen to me. The priest may hurt you. The lineage inside the church may hurt you, but the Redeemer will never hurt you. He's not in the hurting business. He's in the helping business. He's not in the hindering business. He's in the helping business. And as we get here this morning, I see where he says is, "And set him on his own beast and brought him to the inn and took care of him." Not only did he get to the place where he came and he had compassion, but he took care of him. You say, "Preacher, I believe that was a Samaritan, and I don't know how you see it would be Jesus. I don't know how you'd see it would be Jesus." Man, I'm telling you what, I didn't deserve a chance, but I got one, McKenzie. I didn't deserve a chance. I deserved hell. I didn't deserve nothing of God's goodness. I didn't deserve nothing. Man, I'm telling you, me and my wife, we was talking this week, and we was talking about when we washed baby bottles in the bathtub. Listen to me. I'm talking about being as low as a man can get. Shoes on your feet ain't even your shoes. You borrowed them from somebody. The coat on your back ain't even your coat. You had to go to a coat drive to get that coat. You said, "Preacher, are you sure there's another chance?" You listen to me. I was as deep as I could get. I couldn't get no deeper. I was in deepest sin as I could get. I was all the way at the bottom. But I walked into a service one day, and I heard a man that told me about a man that loved me. No matter where I'd ever been, what I'd ever done, he loved me just for who I was. And that day, I want you to know, he came to where I was. He came right to where I was. He bound me up. He had compassion on me. He cared for me, and he took me in. He took me in. He didn't leave me the way he found me. He poured that oil inside of me. He took that Holy Ghost and he saturated me from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet. And he poured a new wine in me. Be not drunk with wine, words in excess, but be filled with the Spirit of God. This morning, if you're not full, you're on empty. Brother Joy, we measure. Wherever Brother Joy is, we measure. You say, "Preacher, how do you know it's Jesus? How do you know I got another chance? How do you know it ain't too late?" Because in the text he says, "And when I come again," he's not come again yet. "When I come again, I will repay whatever." I don't know about nobody in this room, but I don't know nobody in this room right now. I said, "I'll tell you what, I'm going to take care of Brother Austin. Here goes your 2 pence. Here you go. I'm going to give it to you, and whatever he spends, whatever he does from here on out, when I come back, I'm going to take care of it. I'm going to take it," because I don't know how much you'd spend. He may be a big spender. I don't know.
It's somebody else's paycheck, I am.
Come on. If it's somebody else's paycheck, I am. You hear him, didn't you? This morning, I don't know who I'm talking to this morning, but I'm talking to somebody in the name of Jesus Christ this morning. You've come in and you think, "I don't know how much longer I can go. I don't know how much more battle I can do. I don't know how much more I can do. I come to church and I don't get it. I get out in the world, I'm not getting what I need." You got to remember, you got another chance. You're not dead. That's something to be thankful for. Number two, you're not deserted. The religious crowd may give up on you. The people in a community that's respected, that's got all the high position, you say, don't worry about them. Don't worry about them. They're not the King of Kings and they're not the Lord of Lords. You say, preacher, I don't know. I just don't know. There's one coming again. Look what the Bible says. I want to share this with you. Man, the Spirit, thank you, Jesus. Look what he says. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host and said unto him, take care of him. He took better care of me than I could take care of myself. You ever thought about that? Adrian Rogers said he had a vision one time of hell and heaven. And he said they was identical, just one difference in heaven and hell. And Adrian Rogers said when they got to hell, there was a table laid out before them, food. And I've told this story before, food laid all the way out in front of them. From one end to the other in hell, there's a table of food just laid out in front of them. Said as they sat there, they had, only way they could eat was with big long spoons. And said as they sat at that table, they fought with one another trying to get them spoons to their, and they couldn't. That spoon was too long. And every time they'd try to dip in and get some compassion, get some care, get took care of and feed themselves, they couldn't get it took them. It was all about them. They couldn't get that old spoon to turn around. And he said it was so miserable in hell because they wanted it their way. They wanted what they could get. They didn't have no compassion. They didn't have no care. Little long spoons wouldn't get to their mouth. And said he left that vision in hell and he went to heaven. There was that same long table with people sitting there. There was them same long spoons. But everybody was having a heyday and enjoying it. Kind of like this morning. There's some long faces. Riley ain't got a long face. Probably the best week of her life. I remember when I got saved, best week of my life. Can I say it's been the best 15 years of my life? And said them ones in hell was trying to feed themselves and couldn't get it there and they were starving, all shriveled up. But they said them ones in heaven, they figured something out. It don't have to be all about me. Said they had them old long spoons and they was reaching across that table, Brother J.D., and they were slamming some in your mouth. And when you'd slam it in my mouth. And you was getting what you needed and I was getting what I needed. Folks, when it becomes all about you, you won't get all you need. This morning, what I'm trying to tell you is you got a chance. Last week, I told you that Satan had a desire to sift you. And if you was in this service last week, you've been sifted this week. Had a man call me this week and didn't like some things that he knew was going on. So I said, I can't help that, buddy. Here's what I told him. If it be of God, you can't stop it. But if it be a not of God, turn to your book and Acts. If it be a not of God, it'll come to naught. It'll come to naught. This morning, what I'm trying, I just want you to know, you've got a chance. You are not done. You are not dead, and you're not deserted. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, he's coming back one day, and you know who he's coming to get? The ones that's been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Listen to me this morning right here. My mama's told me this all my life. Don't you blow your chance. Huh? Don't you blow your chance. Well, when he come by, he could have refused it. He could have said, no, I don't want it right now. No, I don't need it. I'm okay where I'm at. Unconscious, half dead, don't know what's going on. You ever been there, preacher? Oh, yeah, I didn't know what was going on, but thought I had it all figured out. This morning, you've got a chance. Number one, you're not dead. Still air pumping through there. Whew. You're not deserted. Man, he's coming by. I don't know when he's coming, but he's coming by. I don't know when that baby's coming, Brother James, but she can't stay in there forever. What's going on inside of you can't keep going on forever. You got to get to a place where you say, I'm not dead, I'm not deserted, and I'm not done. And this morning, I'm not going to blow my chance of letting somebody have compassion on me and care for me. And this morning, can I introduce you to him? His name's Jesus. He's the only one I know that's coming back. And he's coming back for his church. Are you part of his church this morning? Father, I love you and I thank you this morning. I thank you for the word of God. I thank you that there's a chance. Lord, I'm talking to somebody in here. It may be a hard-hearted daddy. Oh, tough guy. He's been trying to tote it all week long by himself. He's got a chance. I'm going to be talking to a mama this morning that's just about at her wit's end. She's got a chance. She don't have to stay where she's at. Lord, when you come by, you'll take care of us and show compassion. Lord, this morning, whoever I may be talking to this morning, I'd ask you to move on them in a mighty way. Lord, I'd ask you to reach down from heaven, touch that heart like never before. Lord, we're fixing to get into the baptismal waters here in just a moment. If there's somebody in here this morning that's been saved but never been baptized, Father, let them step forth and come get in the water. Father, I pray this morning that they got another chance. They ain't got to stay where they're at. Only Satan wants them to stay there. But the Savior's calling because they got another chance. Father, I love you and I thank you. It's in Jesus' most holy, precious name. All of God's people say, amen. I ask you to stand.